531. Every Tuesday on Pacific Days, we're joined by incredible Pasifika business owners, entrepreneurs to share their journey in business. Today we are joined by co-founder and managing director of Failoa Family Charitable Trust, Naomi Saluni Tavau. Naomi, along with other Pasifika community women, have brought to life Failoa Family, a charitable trust that provides hope and motivation with a mission to help make a positive difference for families in their community. Failoa Family Trust form various partnerships, programs and services that address the social and economic disparity Pasifika families face. She is of Tongan and Samoan heritage, and she joins us now from Wellington. And thank you for your time this afternoon, Naomi.
Mālo lava, mālo lava le soifua, malalangi mama. Talofa, and it's good to be on your show, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Naomi. Naomi, firstly, tell us a little bit more about yourself, dear.
Okay, so I'm Samoan Tongan, born and raised in Wellington. And I guess we've always been in community. So we grew up in the 70s and 80s. We saw the dawn raids. We built those coping strategies that build our resilience when we see things that are not quite right happening with our parents. I also saw mum and dad just hustle to provide for their families, taking 2 to 3 jobs. We're building our character and our life skills from our role models, which started with our parents and our aunties and uncles and our wider family communities.
Mm. Now, Failoa Family Charitable Trust, what are some of the services that you provide to the community there in Wellington, please?
So it's about raising awareness as well as delivering program life, which we think is should be in the home. However, there's a real disconnect happening, and it's not being taught in schools. So, you know, when we say life skills, these are things like we already have them innate in us from our families, from our church experiences. We have learned how to be leaders. We have learned how to project manage. We have learned how to communicate and adapt. And COVID has been a real equalizer, I think, as much as it has been painful for many of our communities. We did have a short-term response, which was around food packs. We helped over 800 families access welfare packs in Auckland as well as Wellington. But our core focus really is on providing skills and access to build up these skills. So it's a hand up, not a handout. And I look to Pacific Business Trust as an organisation that has really provided us with that hand up. And Failoa Family met with a business advisor, David Wilson, here in Wellington, and he told us all about the wonderful things that Pacific Business Trust do around digital boost. So we were able to access some online programs, such as learning about e-commerce and marketing and introduction to marketing, cybersecurity. So as much as I have a Bachelor of Business Studies major in comms, that was done over, 15 years, 20 years ago. So things have changed, things have evolved. And I really appreciate the program that PBT have put together, where they really are trying to support our Pasifika families, our small businesses, our communities to provide quality offerings, whether it's a product or a service, and how to navigate the new norm. So COVID, as you know, during lockdown, the only way we were able to communicate with the outside world was online. And so digital marketing, e-commerce was a huge, huge part of that. I think we've also reached out to, I've done a number of, Whailoa has done a number of referrals to our networks to help them tap into this resource that is available for us. And we've done referrals for clients who can provide services, and we've also done referrals for family and friends who are starting up a small business and are wanting to develop a more sustainable business model. And PBT or Pacific Business Trust, they offer the total package. Took a bit of navigating, like there are some areas that, you know, is hard for our people to understand. For example, the digital portal, even myself, with my background, I still found it difficult to navigate. But with good people like Mercedes Brown, Eleni, and David Wilson, we were able to get through some of those initial barriers.
Now, for you, Naomi, in your entrepreneurial journey, especially with family, Whailoa Family Charitable Trust, what have been some of the big lessons or takeaways for you?
I think just being aware of the information and the services, as well as the opportunities that we are surrounded by. We are in the best country in the world to be right now during COVID. It's something that I think we do take for granted, and we have been for many years. But you know, we've got so much to give. Pasifika, especially our young people, have so many talents and skills. And I'm thinking of my nieces and nephews who, during COVID, decided to set up 48 Boutique. So 48boutique.com, where they sell online customized jewelry. And you know, it's just something that I know many of our young people have within them. Maybe it's from our heritage. We navigators in the Pacific. We are entrepreneurs, organic farmers in the islands, and we bring a lot of those skills already innate in us. And right now, they are in demand in the workplace. So how do we transfer those skills into getting a job, a good job? And so another key program that we have initiated is Pacific Women in Tech. As you know, many of our, it's only less than 5% Pacific and Māori are represented in tech. And yet that is an area where our people can excel in. We have those those world experiences from our family, from our culture, from our church, about project management and being able to work in an agile environment. When somebody says to us, you can't do this, you know, Pacific, we will find a way. We will go high, we will go round, but in the end, we will get there. But we don't do it alone. We collaborate. We work collectively with others. And that is one of our Pasifika values. We have respect. We work together to serve our Pasifika people, to serve God first and foremost, but also to make sure that whatever we offer in the communities is going to be of quality, but is also going to be of something that our people can use to improve their lives. And we all have dreams and aspirations, and we have these goals, and sometimes we just need a little bit of support to help us along the way. And so there's lots of learning tools that Pacific Business Trust have to help guide us and to build upon the strengths-based model that we already have.
What would be the, you know, the biggest piece of advice you would give to aspiring entrepreneurs, business owners that are tuning in this afternoon, listening in or watching online?
I just think no idea is a bad idea. There is so much that Pacific bring to the table in terms of creativity, skills, talents. And it's good to share that with your family and friends. But when you want to actually build some of your side hustles into a business, tap into the resources that are readily available. For example, Business Trust and their Digital Boost program, which was just wonderful. We actually received 2 laptops and an iPad. And I know some of our other clients received a phone as well as laptops, which just are tools that are important to help us level that playing field and tap into some of those platforms which will actually help us with selling our products and services and making money, because that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about providing a product that will support our families, pay the bills, and make our dreams and goals a reality. So I think if any advice to those who are wanting to get into small business, first and foremost, get in touch with PBT, wonderful business advisors. And I just want to say thank you to David Wilson. He has made a huge difference, not just to our networks here in Wellington, but also those throughout the country, where they can tap into service providers who are at least 50% Pasifika and Māori to provide those services. For example, there are businesses that, you know, I think one of the main things is developing your systems, your financial systems, and you need a very good accountant for that sort of thing. And PBT can pay for that expertise, advice, up to a year, which it's enough time to set your system, set your business up so that when you do your invoicing or pay your taxes, you know that you are in the best hands possible, and it's going to make a fundamental difference in the way you do business, but also the way you offer your business. So yeah, I think tap into the resources that are available and online, there's a whole lot of stuff as well, but also collaborate, work in partnership, mentors, there are business mentors available who have been down that pathway and can share their stories. Of course, we will make mistakes. It is not an easy journey, but that's where we learn. When you make your mistakes, that's when you know you will not do it again. And so, yeah, if I think, if I can share anything is tap into what's readily available from the government and the services and the programs that they have, but also utilize the gifts that God has given us around our culture, our values. Diversity and inclusion is big right now in the workplaces, but also these are the values that Pacific have: respect, service, being thankful, faith in God. That's unique to us. And then you add in our language, our Pasifika language and customs, and yeah, we've got something that is different. And I think the world is you know, they haven't seen it yet. And I know with our young Pasifika coming through the education system right now, they may not have been, you know, perhaps supported. But, you know, the challenge is there is let's support our young people. They are our future, and they, our communities and our young people have the solutions to advance our dreams and aspirations.
Co-founder and Managing Director of Whailoa Family Charitable Trust in Wellington, Naomi Saluni Tavau, Whaptaitele Lava, Malo Opito. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Naomi. Really appreciate it. God bless. O tu ofa atu malo. Thank you.